Welcome back to part two of today's Corolla Classics. Now for our next clip, we're going to hear from the great Dr. Dave Damashek.
On an episode with Dr. Life, whoever that was, Adam Cole Show 1088, Allison Rose and Brian Bishop, May of 2013. This is Dave Damashek as the disgruntled Christian Mingle customer. Hope you guys enjoy.
Bald.
Crepe, crepe, crepe of the week, of the week. He or she is the crepe of the week. Well, I had one in mind, but I have to take a quick detour now. Allison Rosen. I don't know why. I don't what's with the stink eye. I'm trying to get through this. I have a couple of minutes each week, and all I get from you is I can't wait to hear you talk some more, Adam Carolla. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like that. Taste the blaster. See how you like this, mm-hmm. Jerk. That was a nice. I just winged you.
Can I appeal this?
I know you may not, and I would have to live with it.
Okay. All right. The good doctor is waiting to come in.
All right. Let's just get to it quickly then. I was these commercials, I didn't realize, and it's funny because the good doctor who we see in every airline magazine for his remarkable physical transformation, he dropped all that weight. He's now muscle bound. This is one of those things. And then when you flip through the magazine more, it's filled with dating websites, ways to go on dates, always all these things. Everybody's looking for someone else. And Match.com is successful, and then they break it out into subsections, J-Date. I think there's something called Find Black Singles, which I find a little offensive. I feel like that's not an appropriate name. But the worst of them all, ChristianMingle.com.
Mm-hmm.
It says, find God's match for you. Find God's match for you. So God is getting involved here. He is actually setting you up. Jesus is getting involved in who you go out with. And it occurs to me, if you are a devout enough person that you're going for the help at ChristianMingle.com, you can't really say no. But I assume they don't have 100% success rate. I assume everybody who goes to ChristianMingle.com doesn't marry the person that they first get set up with, right? And this seems like you lack some faith. And
well,
I think that's bad behavior. You can't say
thing.
No.
You don't. God's supposed to be doing the matchmaking.
Right,
I mean, why do you have to go online if God is finding the match for you? You know, number
God
one,
can bring you to the keyboard.
Yes. And number two, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very funny because I'm sure there's a lot of people that see people's headshots and they look fantastic and they're 12 years old and then they arrange a date and then they notice they have a fat ass and then they're like, you know what? I talked to God in the bathroom. He said, nah. I said to keep moving.
Well, that's exactly right. What is the premise of a website in which Jesus has played matchmaker? You're kind of put in a real tough pickle if you're not into the girl. Bald Brian, let's do a reenactment. Play it up. Ace, you be Jesus Christ. I will be a dissatisfied customer.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be a dissatisfied customer blowing in a call to you to render my...
Mm-hmm.
My,
okay.
not complain.
Always let it ring three times because I don't want them to think I'm desperate. You know, you don't want God doesn't pick up the phone. Hello?
Right.
Who is this? God.
He's busy after all, right?
All right, no caller ID, so I do the thing, you know. Hello? I don't commit. Hello?
Calling for Jesus.
Who's calling?
Name's Gail. You probably recognize the name. You set me up on a blind date a couple days ago.
Oh, right.
A girl named Chastity.
Yeah. Oh, TGI Fridays with the coupon?
Yeah. I figured you'd be up to speed.
Nice.
Well.
Nice, my son. Should have rested on the day you were born.
Well, that's one of those things, like they say. I mean, that's a subjective sort of thing, and that's kind of the reason for my call. I'm a big fan of your work. I think.
Yeah, but the half off the entrees before 5 p.m. on the first date with the coupon.
Well,
I'm omnipotent, you know.
I'm aware that you may have some notes for me, and I'm interested in your inputs, but in your input. But really, the issue is, you know, I just don't. No offense, Jesus, but she wasn't for me.
Mm.
I just don't think it's a match. I've put all my faith in you. Obviously, I've given my life over to you.
Hold on a second. I'm right in the middle of trying to get Dane Cook his career back.
I mean, I really am looking for love.
That's a head scratcher. So you're what?
I really am.
You want
anxious
your money back?
To be in love. No. I just wanted the sort of, I don't want to complain. I don't want to sound that way, but or ungrateful. I just wanted to let you know that maybe we could try again because I really wasn't into Chastity.
Yeah.
I just was.
Was that her name?
Yeah.
Is that the Bono kid?
I think it was not because I didn't.
Boy, that kid's
believe
confused,
me,
huh?
Jesus, you know, and I would never be that sort of guy.
We had to have a team meeting on that one.
Yeah, yeah. I think the one you're talking about has a wang, but yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, first off, watch your language. I had to tell everyone, pull up a cloud. We really got to talk this one out when it came to Chance Bono. I mean, that was we were burning the midnight oil. You know, most people use this line to beg for the life of their five-year-old with a tumor, not to bitch about, Jada, screw Jada, Christian singles or whatever it is. You know, they do this kind of thing when an airplane is plummeting toward a volcano. You know, that's when the phone rings. I get a lot of screaming and a lot of apologies. I don't get a lot of bitching. You know, it's not
I do go to church.
Yeah, I'm not Judd McElvain, the consumer hotline. Google that shit, bitch.
Wow. Jesus?
Jesus digging deep.
I'm sorry. The guy was, he looked up consumer fraud. He lived on the earth.
Don't be upset. I
think he was
please,
in North
Lord.
America.
Please,
I
Lord.
Put a beacon on him.
You know.
Yeah.
Don't be upset with
Listen,
me. I'm just trying to tell
no,
you
I'm not,
that maybe.
Obviously, I'm irritable. First off, I was eating.
Oh, all right. But that being said, I feel
you know what
like,
I have?
What's that?
Angel hair pasta.
Oh.
Usually gets a laugh. Not just
I'm
a grunt.
I think that's terrific.
You think that's funny? I thought it gets a laugh. It always gets a laugh.
And what about for dessert? Here we go.
Let's see.
Let me guess. Balance it out with some devil's food cake.
Yeah, that's going to angel food. But yeah, that's funny. Devil's food. I'm going to write that down. All right. So anyway, normally people make this call when they're either on fire or their kid has a tumor or the plane is plummeting toward the earth.
I want a woman.
All right. Just,
Chastity wasn't it. I'm ready to share my life with someone. I want to build a family.
Okay.
This topsy-turvy world, I don't know what's going
on. Hold
on.
Let me tell you about
gay
family.
Gay basketball
Hold on.
Players,
Hold
and
on.
I don't know. I want
Listen,
a traditional
all,
family.
They're all my creatures and my sons. And by the way, you can't have a family. Yeah.
Why?
Your seed's no good. I just deactivated it.
I mean, I because of this phone?
Well,
because
I want a bunch of you guys ringing my phone, little yous ringing my phone off the hook.
Well, that seems
hey,
awfully harsh.
Hey, can we get one of those Barbie Corvettes? Like, come on. This is for dying kids.
I thought the Jews' God was the vengeful one. No?
Just listen. The seed's no good, so the good news is you don't need a condom. The bad news is there can be no offspring. All right, I got to get back to Cook's career here. This is a head scratcher.
Fine. I just wanted to let you know that if maybe you see fit down the line to try and set me up again, because I would be interested to know who God's choice is for me, can she have bigger tits?
Yeah, okay, listen, I'm hanging up. There's tsunamis, we got tornadoes I'm cooking up over here, we got all sorts of stuff.
All right, I'll let you go. Hey, Jesus, one more question.
Yeah?
Want to have a catch?
Thank you. That's powerful. It's good stuff.
This has been a wonderful reenactment.
I just want to say, Adam Carolla, was I nervous to work with Adam Carolla, the great Adam Carolla, to take the stage with him? Sure I was. But he is so generous as a performer.
Yeah.
He creates a playground, and that's why I got into acting. The craft is so exhilarating when someone else is taking chances.
I'm courageous.
He's just brave.
All right, bring it home, because
that's it.
Dr. Jeffrey's going to break in half.
These people lacking in faith, they don't take Jesus' setup. What are you doing? They don't go on Christian Mingle. In the meantime, feel this. Forget the nails and all that stuff. I was going to say crucifixion. I don't know. That seemed too harsh. But nails, and maybe in hindsight, that's even worse to say. But anyway, either way, taste the blaster. You're the creeps of the week. That's it.
And that was Dave Damashek. the disgruntled Christian Mingle customer. Is Christian Mingle still a thing? It must be.
I feel like all those sites got busted at some point, and like everybody's identity leaked, and I don't know which ones are still around anymore. It's like, did those survive 2015? I don't know. I don't have enough time to investigate.
Well, that's certainly a classic clip, and love whenever Dave is on the show. All right. Let's get going with our final clip of the day. We're going to go back to 2016 and hear an Ace Award nominee for point shitting.
It's Adam Carolla Show, 1925. Glenn Beck, Gina Grad, and the point shitter chief in charge of the universe, Brian Bishop. This is an Ace Award for a nominee for point shitting. Brian Bishop would almost always win. It was a legendary thing on the show, as Brian would always disagree, whether it made sense or not. The first time he really put his foot down about it was the iPhone debate back in 2007, where Adam was arguing that part of the R&D of the original iPhone design was that it was so slippery like a bar of soap, it would break and you'd have to repair it. Bald Brian said they would never think to do something like that. They don't want it to break. Of course, years later, we now know with the right to repair controversy and all the various Apple repair things that exist, who was actually right in that one. Let's listen to this episode and find out who was right. ACS 1925.
All right, let's see. It says Adam has a business proposal regarding airport service dogs.
I'm curious about line two, that's for sure.
Line two, line three, Brandon?
Yes, sir.
36 San Antonio, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, you're already saying that everybody's going to have a dog on the plane all the time eventually. Might as well get ahead of it, make a little cash, and... you know, just open up, get some trained dogs so they're not fighting each other in the aisles and they're not pooping in the aisles. They're actual trained dogs. Show up at the airport, rent it for the flight, get off the airport at the next airport. The other franchise is there, turn the dog in, maybe a little deposit if it's not injured.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there mm-hmm. you go.
I have to imagine the majority of people traveling with dogs want to travel with their dogs. Yeah, 51%.
I don't know. If they're handing out dogs, I'll take one for the plane. Yeah. That'd be fun.
I'm just saying, you know. But, you know,
you think the people with dogs on board the plane just want any dog? I brought my dog because it was there in my house.
Eventually, they're going to crack down. Eventually, they're going to be like, no, this has to be a trained dog. And then people can't maybe afford that.
Uh-huh.
So,
mm-hmm.
Now you
I like
have
it.
This.
Also,
or,
it's...
also the people...
Well, hold on a second. A dog is going to be considered a fashion accessory at some point.
True.
You don't want to be seen without your dog.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be treated like a woman treats a handbag.
Mm-hmm.
Or
put it in the handbag.
Or a guy with his sunglasses mm-hmm. or something. Yeah. It'll be an accessory. And those who travel without one will be looked down
yeah.
upon,
yeah.
will be shunned by society.
Mommy, what's wrong with it? Don't look. Don't.
For your eyes.
You know what?
Don't
yeah.
That's fine. We have a premium membership for mm-hmm. the very, you know, desirable breed dogs that you couldn't afford if you want to travel to a vacation destination and take the dog past the airport. It's simply going to cost you, you know, X amount of money,
mm-hmm.
and you can do that. Like, for instance...
Well, now, what about... Hold on, I'm thinking about rental cars. Do I have to fill up the dog before I drop it off? Like, give it a handful of kibble?
You pay a higher rate if you don't.
If
right.
they have to feed the dog
yeah.
when
yeah.
you get back?
Exactly.
So I could
yeah.
feed it, like, my Fiesta mix on the plane or something
good idea,
like that?
Actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We might just put a GoPro on the dog, and then we can
yeah,
review it and idea. Decide
mm-hmm.
in 24 what? Hours if you're going
like
to get your
dash
deposit
can.
Back.
It's a lot of overhead.
A dachshund
can. A lot of overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
And we'll treat them like in the old days... there's one thing to be thankful about at the airport, and one thing only to be thankful about at the airport. The baggage push carts used to cost like 75 cents.
Mm-hmm.
They went into that big thing and
yep.
lock.
Right.
And then
yep.
at some point, somebody said we should liberate these things and let them be free.
Are they free now?
They are free.
Oh, I haven't used one in 10
right.
years.
You haven't, but
yeah.
have you seen Mike August
That's
use them?
Be, yes, I have.
Well,
we have
then
gear.
Aren't we answering our own question?
Oh, it's so facto.
That's right. Why would Mike August sometimes use two of these yep. when we travel if, in fact,
okay.
they were
it
free?
It wouldn't cost anything. Yeah.
yeah.
Your thing is that we need to be able to rent dogs to hook up to the baggage carts so you can sled them to your car.
Ooh,
wow.
Well,
we'll
you know,
see
Huskies,
you on Shark Tank, Brandon.
Yeah, I like that idea. Well, all the
I'm asking for $5,000, 20% of the company.
It's true that everything is on rollers now.
Right.
And if you really think about it, if you grouped your couple of rolling suitcases, sat upon it, and then hooked the dog up to a harness
and mushed
it through the airport.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Dog pays for itself.
Schnell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody tweeted me an article that I think the Denver airport spent $500,000 putting in a little crap. Because of course you have to put in a place for the dogs to take a dump in the airport. So we got that going for us. Hey, Brandon.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you a story I heard today on the radio, and you guys tell me where you're coming down. But we had a bear attack out here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Gary can figure out the details, but I think there was a hiker, and the hiker...
How old was the guy? I mean, was he really into the hike? Oh, wait, different kind of bear. I'm sorry. Totally, you said California, okay, bear.
Not Griffith Park.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Brandon's playing with house money.
Brand of humor. All right. He went on a hike on a trail, Bailey Canyon.
You see our Madre, maybe.
52 years old.
Yeah.
And... he saw a bear, and he stopped, and he saw the bear rear up in this trail he was in, and then he was attacked from behind by another bear, which, according to this very brief news story, just said kind of held him down with one paw and then moved on.
Didn't go all Revenant.
No, just like, sort of pinned him down and then ran off. The authorities will kill that bear if, in fact, they find the bear that laid its paw. Its dirty paws on him.
They're now saying they believe it was a mother and a cub, and it looks like he was probably attacked by the cub based on the size.
Oh, the story I heard this morning was they thought the bears were mating because it's bear mating season.
Adam, that is sick.
Why
that's a
it
mother
be
and a cub.
Well, they say it's bear mating season. By the way, it's always bear mating season, isn't it? I mean, anytime they're not hibernating, they should be humping. But either way, that's the story I heard this morning. Anyway, I thought, look, when you get the man-eating bear out there, you got to kill it. But if you got a bear that's, you know, getting it on, and some guy with cargo shorts slides in for a little bear caucus interruptus, and all you do is kind of paw him and then move on, that bear I can hang with.
Yeah, you got away with one.
Yeah that's on the guy.
That's not a man-eating bear. Yeah, that's a horny bear.
Yeah.
And if it's the cub, I don't need that cub jacked with either, because that's the cub between you and mama, and that's just the cub just slapping you one, right? Yeah.
Where was daddy? Focus on family and education, bears.
Brian's a good point.
Yeah. Mm.
Such a cliche.
What kind of bear was that?
I mean,
don't say
Gary can probably tell us.
Let's just go with grizzly.
Polar
okay?
bear? I don't think so.
They're doing pretty well, actually.
All right. So Gary can look that up. But now, are they still going to shoot the cub? In that case?
I hope not.
I hope not.
And by the way, doesn't this guy know when he's hit by a cub versus a full? I mean, it could have been a teenage whatever, but I feel like I've seen enough nature movies. I feel like I could ascertain whether it was a cub
while
or not.
While you're being attacked on a hike?
I think I could.
Okay.
I've
seen enough bear movies.
Seen enough bear movies. I think I know how it goes. Hey, Brian.
Hey,
I'll bet you moose. I'll bet you statistically.
That's on you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, you can't inhale.
That's on you.
I'll bet you statistically moose attack more human beings a year than bear.
Ooh.
Really?
I'm going to go on a weird thing and say that it's never been depicted in a movie, but I've seen hundreds of bear attacks depicted in movies.
Yeah.
And moose can cause a lot of carnage with those antlers.
Oh, they'll tell you. The moose, that is the hippo of North America.
Right.
The one where they go, oh, no, oh, no. The one you need to fear, oh, no, not the lion. Yeah. You know, not the gorilla. Not that, it's the hippo. The hippo kills most people. Yep. Yeah. I think the moose, I think that's our North America's hippo.
I'll buy that.
Okay.
North America's hippo.
Sad.
We're seeing black bears.
Gary, that's offensive.
Come on, Gary. We're so past
your
that.
Fault.
Mm-hmm. I know black bears that are attorneys.
Oh, Gary!
Professors. Mm-hmm. Very articulate. Please. All right. And did we figure out
I'm seeing both. There's several articles that say that they think it was a mother and a cub, and I've found a few articles that reference the game warden you heard about who says he thinks it's possible that they interrupted a mating session. Mm. But the bears weren't – it's not like he happened upon them. They were several – they were far enough away for the guy to get in the middle of them. So they were. It's not like he rolled up on them while they were mating.
No, but the session requires you know, a little, some sound, some grunting, a little courtship. You know, you got to you got to buy that bear an entree before you mount up.
But unless you're the bear wanders onto the trail that the hiker goes on, isn't that kind of on you? I mean, I'm glad this guy's okay. I mean, and I know he is, but you shouldn't be wandering into where wild animals are. That's their home. They don't wander into your home.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I don't think. Now, does the cub need to be killed, or does the horny partner need to be killed? That's the question, because they said they were going to kill the bear. I find a bear with a boner, and it's getting a bullet. A lot of alliteration there. All right. What was I talking about?
I think Brian inhaled.
We almost talked to Brian. Mine too.
Oh, yeah. Now we have to find out how many moose attacks there are versus bear attacks.
The rhino of North America.
I'm not saying...
I bet there's more deer hippo attacks.
Oh, there's plenty of deer attacks, but it happens in movies where the guy's driving home at night and there's snow falling and he hits the deer and spins off. Mm. Never seen a moose attack in a movie.
Moose attack more people per year than bears and wolves combined.
Wow. Goddamn genius.
Yet never have been, never, not... Never been depicted in a movie.
Let's remake really The Gray, but with mooses.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right?
Oh, okay, yes.
Out of nowhere, that just came to you.
Well, it struck me that...
They're all over Canada.
There's a lot of mooses, and I hear they're not friendly. And we've all been, you know, been poisoned by Rocky and Bullwinkle. Mm. And bear attack is a much more sexy thing. And if I know statistics, I bet you it's one of these things where it is this way. This is the first time I've ever had this thought. It's the first time it's ever come up in my head. But bear attacks are one of these things. They're kind of like shark attacks. We walk around our entire adult lives thinking about it, but it's statistically impossible for it to happen to you.
Yep, with the crazy teeth and the claws, like, that's a deadly attack. Versus a moose, like, oh, a little moose, those crazy antlers, they look like walnuts.
They're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Right. Right. Hey, Brian. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Hey, Ace. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Been a fan of yours since the Loveline days.
Thank you.
And interestingly, also a bear attack survivor.
What?
In Glacier National Park in 2000. So wow. That's not what I was calling about.
When did you graduate the Groundlings? But, hold on, I gotta keep going. I'll find a guy who's attacked by three mooses.
Caitlin, find a moose or pack survivor.
Wait a minute. What happened with the bear attack?
So I'd just gotten married, and I was...
Hold on, wasn't I just saying it was impossible for anyone to really be attacked by a bear statistically?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
One out of five callers.
That was how many seconds before I potted you up?
Once again, a guy named Brian shitting on your point.
That was the last thing that came out of my mouth before I hit line number two. Okay. You were attacked by a bear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, in the summer of 2000 in Glacier National Park in Montana.
Please give me all the details.
So my wife and I had just gotten married, and I was in the Air Force, so I had an irregular schedule, and she didn't have a job yet in Montana. And so we were going on a day hike, I think it was a Wednesday, and about an 11-mile track, we hiked around a lake, and about a mile away from our vehicle, two bears, black bears, ran out of the woods right in front of us, like rumbled out of the woods. And they started chasing me, or one of them started chasing me. And, you know, I was dropping my backpack, wanted nothing to do with my wife. She's about half my size.
Really?
Wanted nothing to do with your wife.
You just have to outrun her, right?
Well, how was it chasing you when you were walking together?
Well, it just got to me first. It just started chasing me around trees, and it knocked me to the ground, started batting me around a little bit. I curled up in a ball, and it started walking around me, and it was, even in June in Montana, it's cold. So I was in long sleeves and long pants, and it started licking me, and then it started biting into my arm. And then my wife just took off.
Doesn't bode well for marriage.
You know, she was... You're going to collect a nice, you know, $400,000 life insurance.
Yeah.
$400,000 life insurance policy from the Air Force, only investing 1 month of marriage in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
Coincidence?
Yeah, she took off. The bear started licking me and then started chomping into my arm. And then after a few minutes of that, I thought I was going to die unless I did something, so I just started punching it.
Started punching the bear.
Backed it off enough. Yep, punched it right in the face. And
oh, my God.
It backed it off, and I was gone.
This is Paul Bunyan-esque. So,
wow.
Yeah, punched the bear in the face.
Yeah, and then I showed up, and there was a family from Pennsylvania who met me on the trail. And I looked like a maxi pad, as you can imagine.
That's sexist, but okay.
How many stitches did you need?
They didn't put stitches because they were worried about infections. They used Steri-Strips. But the worst part of...
Hold on.
That's a tease.
And that's the story of life.
But the worst part... Hold on.
I just got done saying nobody has ever been attacked by a bear statistically.
And the next call...
Can we
does
read,
not say it on the screen, by the
read
way.
Read what Brian 40 from North Carolina, not traditional bear country,
right.
Read what his call says.
It says, wife doesn't like him listening to ACS because she didn't like the man show. How can he convince his wife to let him listen?
And some bear banter, or is that it?
There's nothing about bears.
P.S. Bear Tech.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could this? How many lifetimes would it take you to announce nobody is ever attacked by bears, and then you punch up a line and you're speaking to someone who was attacked by a bear?
Does not happen often.
1.5 seconds later.
That's pretty great. That's why the show's number one.
And what I was going to say is, here's how you know he's not lying. How many stitches did you get? Liar, 133 stitches. Non-liar, I didn't get stitches.
They're afraid of infection.
That's how you know he's not lying.
Steri-Strips.
Yeah.
That's how you know. Specific information mixed with not glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brian.
What's the worst part, Brian?
The worst part were the rabies shots.
I was about to guess that. They have to give you rabies shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Air Force doctor had never done it before, so he's pulling out the instructions, reading them.
He's blowing dust off the needle.
Isn't that supposed to be the biggest, most terrifying needle? I mean, rabies shots, you'd rather the animal get it than you, right, in general? If they're looking.
Yeah, it's like a thick Karo syrup type mixture they inject into the wound. Based on body weight.
And so, I mean, a real survival of a bear attack. I mean, the thing took you down. It's weird. Bears are weird in that they don't seem to have that mode that sharks have, which is the frequent story with sharks is they bite and they spit out.
Mm-hmm. You don't taste
they do,
good.
They do a ton of damage with the one
bite.
But then they spit out, and it seems to be fairly consistent through most of the aggressive sharks. Mm-hmm. The bears have the kill you, consume you. They have the slap you and walk away. They have the rear up and do nothing. Mm-hmm. They have the attack you, lick you, paw you, lick you some more, and then leave. Like, they have a bunch of different modalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sharks are never like, are you a toy? But bears will play with you. I mean, not the way you want.
Right.
They'll bat you around.
Bears like an MMA fighter who has, like, different skill sets. You can ground and pound, or you can strike.
Some judo.
Yeah, there's a lot. He's a well-rounded bear. So, Brian?
Yes?
I do. I get a little of that with Philly cheesesteak. He does the move where if you get into a fetal position and lay on the carpet, he does a lot of sniffing, then he does some licking, then he does some nibbling, and then he moves back to licking again. He woke me up this morning with just a nostril in my ear with a... Which is actually sort of soothing if you know his tongue is way too big for his head, and that's what's coming next. Wow. And now your wife ran to where?
She went back the way we came, which was a terrible idea.
And
we made a loop around a lake, the rangers sent a boat to go get her.
They sent a boat.
She ruined a lady's blouse, crying.
And, first off,
mascara.
If you overdress on a hike, that's on you. Like, if you're wearing a nice frilly blouse while you're hiking around the lake and
a
it gets ruined
skirt.
By hiker's tears, that's on you, number one. All right. She called the rangers, right?
Yeah. She got a hold of the rangers. One of the more interesting aspects of this, they took me to a hospital on an Indian reservation. And apparently the nurses get
medicine man.
A patch for their uniform when they treat a bear attack victim, and there aren't obviously very many of us, so they were fighting over me.
Sure.
The nurses were shoving each other out of the way so they could get this bear patch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They wanted... Yeah, because that's... Well, I guess
literally
I would,
a badge of honor.
I would imagine I'd want that as well. Yeah. So if you put together a guy after a bear attack or patch up an eagle. Mm. Or, you know, kill a buffalo with your hands or something.
Or win the Pine Box Derby.
Probably a patch for everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Help a bear across the street?
Your wife assumed you were dead, right?
She really didn't know. Now, I cope with stress by making jokes. So when the ranger gave me a radio to talk to her, I said, you know, tell her I'm missing a leg and that kind of stuff. But the ranger wouldn't pass that along. So.
Wow. All right. So now your question.
So I've been a fan of yours for a very long time, and obviously I've watched The Man Show pretty religiously, and I discovered the ACS show about 3 years ago, and mm-hmm. I've probably listened to every episode since in the last 3 years. And in the course of our conversation in the evenings, I bring up some of the topics from the show because they're, you know, pretty relevant to my family, and I've got two teenage daughters now. My wife, anytime I bring up the Adam Carolla show, really snaps at me and basically with the refrain of girls jumping on trampolines.
Mm-hmm.
So she really doesn't like me listening to the show just because of she remembers me watching The Man Show mm-hmm. you know, 15 years ago.
Would it help to tell her that there's 20. Would it have to help to tell her that there's only one Juggy now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With more bosom than all eight of the originals. And did is your wife religious at all?
Not at all. And we've got a very healthy marriage, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I think she just doesn't like that aspect of it. Like mm-hmm. I tried to get her permission to go on the cruise.
Oh.
And she said, no, there'll be no girls jumping on. There'll be girls jumping on trampolines. That's a no go. So that's like her refrain.
There will.
I would.
What's she have against trampolines?
I would pick out three Man Show bits to show her that she would see where we were the butt of the joke.
Most of the time, you were.
We always were.
Right.
Yeah.
She didn't. I showed my teenage daughters the women's suffrage bit, mm-hmm. and that didn't go. That wasn't a good idea.
No.
To help my case.
Yeah, I get it.
And that clip from 2016, and yeah, I definitely remember that day too. All right, well, that will do it for today's episode of Corolla Classics. And by the way, Bald Brian will be our next guest on the Corolla Show. Oh, sorry, on Tuesday, doing a Super Bowl recap and his sports ball recap. So make
awesome.
Sure to tune in for that. All right, but we do have an extra Sunday episode every day too. So please subscribe to the Corolla Classics feed to get that. And Gio and I will see you there. So once again, my name is Chris Loxamana. That's Super Fan Giovanni.
Well, and get it on.